KC8TWJ listening.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, Peter.
KCQGO.
Morning, Tom. I assume you're having the breakfast. I know you had the breakfast.
Yeah, Melissa and I will be there. And Wally and Marion, of course, are going. And then I guess you and Debbie are going.
Well, Debbie crept out. She didn't get much sleep last night. She's too tired.
Oh, then you're going stag then?
Yeah, unless I pick up somebody along the way.
You never know. Yeah, but we'll be there. 8:30. So right now we're at the Armada Flea Market getting a bunch of bagels.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Nice fresh bagels. You bring them to breakfast?
Well, yeah. Well, Melissa's bringing them. But I got some planes, so I'll give you one of my planes.
Oh, my favorite is salt.
They're out of salt, but they have onion, everything bagels, poppy seeds. Hold on, I got the announcement going. KCKK, hold on.
KCKK.
KPR, KJO.
Hello.
I had to wait till the announcements are done. It was just totally overpowering my radio. Is it just the salt bagels that you like? They have onion, garlic, plain, parmesan, everything, blueberry, sesame, egg, cheddar, pumpernickel, mozzarella, garlic, and Asiago.
No, you don't get anything going for me. I was just telling you what my preferences are. I like the New York style bagel. My favorite. That's what I grew up on. Yeah, I used to love the salted ones, but are those the real big kind that are like kind of doughy?
Yes.
Yeah, the New York bagels are like crunchy on the outside, and they're kind of hard, and then they're real soft on the inside. Those are always my favorite. But truthfully, I like any kind of bagel pretty much.
Oh, the crunchy ones, and then you slice them and put a bunch of big smear cream cheese on them. Yeah.
Well, the thing people don't really appreciate outside the Jewish community is you've got to put a slab of lox on there, you know, smoked salmon. Oh, that is the ultimate. And then if you really want to go extreme, some little bit of onion and tomato too. That's to die for.
I'm going to have to try that again. I tried it years ago when my father-in-law was around. He gave me bagel and lox. And I don't remember if I liked it or not, but I do like onion bagels, and I like bagels with a big smear of cream cheese with that, you know, like chopped onions or vegetables, you know, the dried peppers and stuff that are in the cream cheese. That's the ultimate. And you toast it first, and then you get it on, and everything's all smeary and gooey.
Yeah, I'm kind of a purist when it comes to cream cheese. I just like the plain stuff, truthfully. Yeah, unfortunately, I can no longer do the lox part of the bagel because it's not heated enough. It's only smoked. And if I had to pick one thing I really miss the most, that's probably at the top of the list.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. When you remember something from your childhood, and all of a sudden now it's like, oh, you can't have it because of certain reasons, yeah. I mean, that stinks. You know, I totally agree with you on that one. And I think now because of my immune system, I think smoked fish or a little bit undercooked fish, and yeah, my stomach system and my immune system says, get out of here.
Yeah, sure. You can't compromise. You don't want to deal with that. So, I forgot, are you immune compromised too?
100%. I had a blood disorder that was attacking my platelets, purple. And so they had to take my spleen out, and after that, I got blacklisted by the Red Cross, and I got to watch, you know, being around sick people.
Are you on any medications for that?
No, I just got to be careful.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah, I got the double whammy. I have to, you know, because of the medications, I can't eat certain things, and then there's certain things that react with my medications. So I got two types of restrictions. So, oh well. The other option is much worse, so I'll go with this one.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, like I said, I haven't really needed any medication for it. I mean, what can you do with your immune system, you know? Just try to stay healthy. But when I do get sick, it's usually two or three different types of antibiotics and anti-nausea medication just to get me through the day. So I'd rather just avoid it as much as I can. But I've had instances where I've been hospitalized from it. It's not fun.
Yeah, your situation is different. You just don't have the natural immunities with the things I'm trying to prevent my body from attacking my new organ. So, yeah, it's a totally different situation. Anyways, just heading into Sterling White's here.
Well, you're not far. You're probably about 35 minutes out.
I actually call you this 22.
Oh, you must be going down M59 then.
Yeah, that's the way straight across. It's almost a straight shot. Been just a few miles north from there. Sean, you on the road yet? Oh, you know what? He even doesn't have any radio equipment in his car. Took it all out. Probably just got a handheld.
Oh, that's right. He's getting a new car.
So I was able to key up Wally's machine over, around I-75 and M59.
Now that's good. That is awesome. Yeah, I can key it up for my HT at my house in Memphis and get a good response on it. And then Dave and NFS keyed it up from Shelby. So we got some good coverage on it.
All right, just passing the golden butthole here. sun ring my eyes, but it's really clear out here. Looks like it's going to be a nice day.
Yeah, I woke up this morning when I'm at the flea market to get bagels, and there was no way that I was going to come out here in shorts. So it's a jeans day until it warms up. And then I'll switch because we got the one last day of the yard sales in Memphis citywide. So let's see how much more crap I can get rid of. I mean, more stuff that I can sell.
Well, so that's going on now. Okay. I know there was some kind of thing about the huge garage sale running all along US 12. It's not part of that, is it?
No, this is just Memphis days, and it's like a big yard, you know, citywide yard sale, you know, and festivities. We had the duck race, you know, had fireworks last night, live band at the park kind of thing. I didn't know about the one on US 12. I know there's a big one that usually goes up along the thumb in Fort Huron and goes all the way up to, Fort Austin. All up M25 there.
Oh, okay. Now, apparently I saw in the news it's the longest garage sale. You know, it goes from all along US 12, Michigan Avenue, or whatever you want to call it, or whatever. So the end today, I think. Oh, Port Austin, that name sounds familiar. I was just working on some radios for them.
I never did that one, but that's something I got to check out eventually. But yeah, the one going up M25, I think Melissa said it's this weekend as well. I haven't seen anything on Facebook, but you know, you can cruise right up M25 from Fort Huron all the way up to the tip of the thumb, and there's just garage sales, yard sales all the way up.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I remember there was one that went through, like, Algonac. We happened to be out in that area at the time. We stopped at a few places. Is it part of that one?
I believe it is. Yeah, I guess it goes all the way. I think it goes from, like, Algonac all the way up. You know, so it's like a big M25 garage sale or something like that. So, when data is part of the same one.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to switch over and jump on Wally's machine here, see if anybody's around. So, I'll catch you then when I get there. Enjoy the rest of the market. KGOKPR.
All right, I'll see you at the breakfast. Drive safe. Talk soon. KGO 73.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is K-A-A-U-H-T listening.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WAFUKTR. WAFU. Okay, this is with no preemphasis, no deemphasis. Yeah, the receiver is really tinny, really sharp. But what's the transmit sound like?
Sounds like it's a little lacking in the highs, little flat. So let's hear the other.
Okay, is this any different? Testing 1, 2, 3.
Much brighter. I like it better. Much better fidelity. You could argue whether one is better for communications grade audio, but I like this much better. Sounds more natural to me.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Yeah, so if I have the emphasis off, it's very tinny sounding. If I have the pre-emphasis off, the audio is too bright, right?
Well, de-emphasis is only going to be what you hear, so I can't tell you. You're going to have to play with that A-B and see what you think, because that won't have any bearing on what I hear. Pre-emphasis with it off, which is, I believe, where you were when you first transmitted, you sound to me muffled a little. It's okay, but it's a little muffled. When you turn pre-emphasis on, you brighten up, and it sounds much more natural to me.
Okay, so this is no pre-emphasis. Hold on. And this is with pre-emphasis. Yeah, so that's better, right?
Yes.
Yes, I mean, opinions, you know what they're like, but in my opinion, the second one with pre-emphasis is much nicer. It's fuller, brighter, you know, a lot more high-end, doesn't have that muffled quality. I would definitely go with pre-emphasis, if you're asking my opinion.
I am. So, I was just curious. I know it's different on some radios and other radios, too. I just wanted to see on the 6500 how it would affect things. That answers my question.
Well, the other thing too is that not only am I hearing, I'm hearing what, because you're going into your repeater, or my repeater, you're going into one of the repeaters, and so then the repeater deals with it. So the repeater is either de-emphasizing or pre-emphasizing, you know, so Now, what's going out over the network won't get pre-emphasized, but right now I'm listening to 2.6, so if I'm pre-emphasizing things coming off the 2.6 and de-emphasizing, you know, that could have an effect too. You know, there's a cascading effect there, but all I know is that in this particular, I'm listening to 2.6, and on the 2.6, what's coming out sounds much better if you pre-emphasize. So are you on your machine, or are you on 2.6?
I'm on 2.6 right now. I'm getting close enough now I can jump over to mine. And I've got the same setup here. Hold on. Okay, this is on mine with pre-emphasis.
Okay, let me hear the other.
Okay, this is my machine, pre-emphasis off.
Okay, you're considerably lighter, so I don't think it's as pronounced. Let me, I'm going to stay on 2.6, and then I might bounce over to yours for a final test. Let me hear the two of them again. Just say, you know, pre-emphasis, 1, 2, 3, no pre-emphasis, 1, 2, 3. Just do that, A, B.
Okay, I'm on 2.5, no pre-emphasis right now. Switching over. 2.5 with pre-emphasis. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Okay, through the 2.6, listening on the 2.6 with you on the 2.5, I could go with either. The the no pre-emphasis is not quite as muffled, and the pre-emphasis is a little brighter. But neither, I could live with either. Whereas on when you were on the 2.6 natively, pre-emphasis won all the way, in my opinion. This one here, the non-pre-emphasized is a little bit. I don't want to say muffled, but you know it lacks the highs. And I probably prefer pre-emphasis here too. It's just not as far a gap. Let me switch over to 2.5 natively, and let's try it one more time. W8FU.
Can you hear that from your house right now? I suppose if you're on an outside antenna, you can.
Okay, I can, but not well enough to do a test. Too much noise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I've got the repeater set up the same way you did on yours.
Yeah, I'd leave, in my opinion, pre-emphasis on, and that's what you're supposed to do, right? That's, the radio in the field is supposed to have pre-emphasis on, and, I would stick with that. What we do as repeater owners as far as passing it through flat or pre-emphasize, de-emphasize and all that, you have to monkey with your own setup. I know I went through all of it with mine, and I don't even know where I have it set right now, but I'm guessing, no, I'm not even going to guess, because, it's when you're dealing with a repeater, they work in tandem with one another, so.
Yeah, no, I'm listening to my repeater with no de-emphasis. It's not, it's much, loses all its, all the bass stuff on it, but it's not as sharp as it was in your repeater.
Right, and that's where it could be how we have our repeater set up, right, because that's a factor as well.
Right, yeah, exactly. All right, so that answers a lot of questions for me. I'm just about home.
Okie doke. Good timing, because I got to go tend to something. We'll be around. W8FU.
Yeah, this morning I should clear out with the P25 side of things, see what that sounds like in both ways. Could be an interesting experiment. I don't know. Catch you later, Kitty Peter.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
WABP.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
NAT is a retesting.
Connected to CMN Network.
CFA-SQM listening.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, listening.
CFA-GSD, I believe. This is CFA-SQN. How are you doing?
Doing good. Just commuting over here. Oh, man. Sorry, I'm, like, taking a turn right here. But overall, doing good. Just got out of church, going to a quick family event. I'm Chris, by the way. How about you?
I had to kind of cut out there, but I'm pretty sure you were asking my name, and my name is Wyatt. Nice to meet you.
Wyatt, thank you so much. Sorry, some electronics here in my vehicle that kind of interfere with my antenna, but I have turned them off, so we should be clear and transmitting. I'm Chris from Royal Oak, and I've gotten my ham license in June. How about you?
I got my license in January 22nd, and obviously I'm still a tech. I've been wanting to get my journal, but I've been kind of slacking on that.
Oh, yeah, no worries. I know it's a lot more difficult to get that general license than it is with a technician. Although, from what I've heard, some of the questions are shared. That is something I'd like to get done here, too, but college is starting up here in the next 2 weeks, and I'd like to focus on that for the semester. But I'll definitely consider the general license, hopefully next year, once college is done.
Yeah, I swear, every time I look at, like, anything HF related, I mean, HF is pretty cool in my opinion. I like how, I like all the technical stuff about it. Anyways, so, I see all these radios and stuff, and, I mean, they're nice radios, too. Or even just some of the cheaper ones that are, like, the smaller, compact ones that are, like, battery-powered. But then I realized that I'm restricted to 10 meters because I'm a tech. So it hurts a little bit, but, I mean, yeah, once, like, I get the journals and stuff, that's going to be, life's going to be way easier.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. I forgot if 10 meter is limited to just DW or also FFB for us techs here. All I know is that the, in terms of equipment, the entry level for the tech is very low because you just have UHF and VHF. But as soon as you go into the HF transceivers, that's where things get a little bit pricier.
Yeah, so I have my
advanced
plan that I
want,
and so for a tech, you can do the 1.25 meter bands and 2 meters. So it's all of 1.25 meters, all of 2 meters, and all of 6 meters. And then it's 28 megahertz. So 28 megahertz to 28.50 megahertz that ATEX allowed in. And between the 28.3 and 28.5, that's FFB and CW. And then the 28.3, that's CW, RCTY, and just data modes like FP8. And then we have access to 15 meters, 40, and 80, but those are only CW. And then moving on up, 70 centimeters, and then we have access to all the microwave bands.
Sweet, thanks for double checking that for me. I'm not home where my band plan is, but I knew it was something like in 10 meters we could do something with voice, too. DW just seems, I don't want to learn DW. But FSD sounds a lot more practical, so I guess I might be keeping my eyes open for a HF transceiver that can do FSD on those 10 meter frequencies.
Yeah, I use remote ham radio. I signed up for the youth program thing, so it's free for me. And I connect, like, the AC radios and stuff, and I do CS from SK, and I've only made, like, two contacts in FSB. Well, yeah, it's definitely fun, too. And then I have an RTL SDR, and I also use Kiwi SDR, which is like an online thing. And they're just fun listening to HF. The whole concept of HF is pretty cool, too, how it skips off the ionosphere and stuff, and, like, solar weather. It's pretty cool. I've been wanting to do some microwave stuff lately, but that's way too expensive.
Wow, it sounds like you have quite the kit over there. I know I just have a couple handhelds right here that I'm using. No actual base station yet, but for where I operate here in Metro Detroit, there's plenty of link repeaters around. So, yes, I can accomplish what HF can do, but only with, like, the Central Michigan Emergency Network link repeaters, which is great because the main reason I want to go into HF is to talk to my dad, who is in Hortonville, so quite a ways up north. And the only way to get to him with the license I have right now is with the local link repeaters. But he's kind of in that weird spot where there's not that many repeaters close by.
Yeah, it's the same for me. I'm in Emily City, and there's only one repeater in the whole county. I live in Lapeer, and it's WALAP, and that's in Mayville right now, I think, still. So none of my HTs can reach it, really, except for my Baofeng K63. That's got a Nagoya antenna on it, so I have to see that. But even my, this is kind of weird, even my radio I'm using right now, my Anytone 778, can't reach it. And I have a, base antenna on the top of my roof, and I had some trouble reaching it. I had to switch to mid-band, which you don't really hear about that. You only hear about narrow-band and wide-band. But mid-band works the best. I feel like that there's something with it, like traveling farther. I could be wrong about that. I think I read something like that. But overall, this fits the repeater better. But, it's a only repeater in my county, really. Except, wait, hold on. It might be Romeo, too. I think Romeo's in Lapeer. Maybe not. I don't know. But that's, where I'm hitting right now is Romeo.
Wow, only a handful of repeaters up in your area? I feel so spoiled here in Metro Detroit. There's repeaters galore. You can hit at least 3 GMRS repeaters. Multiple in one. There is only UHF Stephen Network repeaters. No VHF in the area. But you can just pick and choose whichever works best and whichever repeaters you want to hit. I know I have access to the one on the tower, the big Renaissance one. That one's going to be pretty far here in Metro Detroit.
My sister moved up in that area. I brought my one of my HTs, and it felt like heaven. There were so many repeaters around there. I think there was the WHCMN. I think there were some KAFBI machines around there. And there's a second one. Kind of forgot. It might have been in Pontiac. That's too far away. But anyways, there's tons of repeaters around Detroit. You're lucky to live around that area. What you're saying, Kind of, like, from words I heard, you're talking about, listening to reviews and stuff. But it was nice talking to you. I gotta, go on my VR, because one of my, buddies wants me to hop on a game. But it was nice talking to you, and, nice to meet you, and, always you have a good day. This is KF8, FTN, clear and relax.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Fox Charlie Echo Tango Quebec.
This is Kilo Fox Charlie 8 Echo Tango Quebec. It sounds like someone's failing to get into the repeater.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8FTN listening. KF8FTN clear for now.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KSA, GDA, counter birthday, testing receiver. Kilo, Foxtrot.
Hello, I am Chris from Royal Oak over here. Almost home, but I've got time to talk even when I'm at home too. How's your Sunday been so far?
Yeah, I can't complain. We were camping up in Grayling, so it's been a thrasher driving home through the traffic and took the camper away unpacking, but now settling in, doing a little FC8 energy call out. 15 seconds to grab the mic and get back. Name here is Shane, and I am up in Holly.
Well, nice to meet you, Shane. Sounds like you're probably commuting on I-75 there, too, if I'm not mistaken. I try to put my detective use to good use, but sometimes my skills aren't really there. I'm using the FBI repeater here in Hazel Park, although I myself am located in Royal Oak right now.
Yeah, good deal. I'm not commuting anymore. I'm home in Holly, but man, I didn't even know they had a repeater in Hazel Park. I'm on the Holly repeater. I think it's on MI1 link over there with the KFBI network, and all a solid network. It's great that we can talk so far away. Yeah, I hope you're having a great evening.
Yep, it's not one that is advertised on the, you know, Michigan Central Emergency Network, but it is linked by the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club, too. So it's really nice to have that locally here, too. It is starting to sprinkle over here, too. How's the weather up there, though?
Probably similar. Yeah, just sprinkling a little bit of rain. Not too bad at all. And you're coming in just a little scratchy, but totally readable. I can make out most everything you're saying. But, yeah, interesting about the Hazel Park Radio Club. I've never heard anyone on it.
Sorry about the static. There's like a wall where the freeway is made out of bricks, which does act like a big barrier in terms of RF signals. So I just passed it, though, so it should be a little bit better over here as well. Yep, there's multiple Hazel Park repeaters over here, too. The club in Hazel Park is doing a really good job, although it's just the FBI repeater that is sometimes linked to the Michigan network, and sometimes it's linked to the Macomb County Emergency Network.
Yeah, I do know they've been linking it more often to the Macomb network for the ARPSC stuff. I've been thinking about getting involved with the Oakland County one here, but I'm kind of waiting until fall when the summer activities kind of die down. I got a little more time to dedicate to it.
You're You're connected to CMN Network.
No problem. That sounds fair enough right there, too. I'm actually gearing up for a college semester to start in the next couple weeks, too. I'll probably be there. How long have you been a ham license for?
Oh, I think I got the technician late May, early June 25, and then early in 26 I got the general. I've been spending most of my time over there trying to figure out how to do that, and just getting back a little bit into talking more locally. I found some local clerks and repeaters and met a few guys over there. Probably similar time to you, though, judging by your call sign.
About so. I did get my license in June of this year, too. Pretty happy I did it. I'm really excited. Didn't quite pass the general one when they offered it to me, but I hadn't studied for it when they did offer it. Hopefully we'll get that sometime next year.
Yeah, I missed the same thing. I hadn't really studied the general the first time around when I took the technician because I could take it for free. I did. I missed it by about 5, and then kind of buckled down, and when I passed it, I think I got them all. Took the extra and missed that by probably 10. Same thing, hadn't studied. I'll buckle down and get that done. I've kind of been playing with PW. I'd like to learn that as well because I hear a ton of it on my radio and can't make much out yet.
Well, it definitely sounds like a fun thing to get into. I know I myself have wanted to get into some of the HF stuff, and I just realized today, actually, that there are some 10-meter things I can do as long as it is single sideband.
Yeah, and I believe 6 meters are open as well. I didn't have a good 6-meter antenna, but it's been quite the opening. I've made a few contacts on 6-meter, even though my antenna won't tune to it. I assume it's extremely inefficient. I'm probably not kicking out many watts, so I've been able to make a few, but heard it was a great opening. It's probably still open. I'm looking right now. Yeah, there's people on 6-meter right now, but I haven't messed much with it. Got to buy an antenna for next year, but this was kind of a unique year from what I understand.
Sweet. I'm not too familiar with all of the HF frequencies that are available for that skip at the moment, mainly because I only have UHF, VHF, transmit, transceivers, not anything for HF, but hopefully during winter break I could save up enough to get myself a rig, or at least a starter rig from Amazon. Nothing too crazy as long as I can get some of that 10-meter going.
Yeah, the HF opens up a whole new world. I bought in December, before I passed in general, I bought the new Icon 7300 MK2, and that's what I've been using, and it's amazing what you can out there. I think I've got to use those to about 130 countries, pretty much all over. I'm in a HOA, so I've got an attic antenna, not again outside, and it's kind of directional, so I've been having trouble getting, like, contacts in China, but I've got them that far, you know, Indonesia, Japan, just certain countries I just can't get that angle right yet.
Oh yeah, that sounds like quite the distance over there too, especially for just like 6 or 10 meters like you said. Again, that's something I need to work towards, at least getting a rig or a starter rig. Hang on, my keyboard's not working on my laptop. I get distracted pretty easily.
Yeah, I encourage you to do it. I'm going to see what the extra holds this winter, and it's just fun to learn new things. Kind of opened up a new hobby to me when I was kind of bored just sitting around not knowing what to do at night. And now I just tinker constantly, so it keeps the brain working, and that's better than sitting around watching TV and scrolling.
Yep, that's something I'd rather be doing too. sometimes I look at my phone, I open up the YouTube website, and it's like, you know what? I think for today I'm just going to stay on ham just to keep my brain fresh and not fry it with YouTube shorts.
I agree completely. Well, hey, my daughter is needing help her with something for registering for school, so I will let you go for now. It's been great talking to you. I hope you have a great evening. KFHCSD. This is KFHCSD, and I will be clear on your final. Thank you.
No problem, ESV. It was a pleasure chatting with you, and I wish you the best of luck. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta. I'll be clear here and listening a little bit. Take care. Hello there. This is KF8GSD. I didn't quite get your call sign, but Golf Sierra Delta, I'm here.
This is November 8, Tango, Alpha, Whiskey. My name is Ron, and I'm in Clinton Township.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm just over here at home at the, I like to call it a ham shack, but it's really just my desk here in my room. Not too bad, but pretty much working only HDs over here. How about yourself?
Well, actually, I'm talking portable. I'm outside my house in my gazebo, and I'm testing out my camping setup here. I got the AC991A and connected to a tripod with a quarter-wave antenna I built. And I got it elevated at about 15 feet. And I'm just testing out the whole setup here for functionality and make sure everything works. And just doing some scanning here and just going through bands and everyone sounds pretty good. The setup I had is on station tied to the tripod to hold it up. So what's your call sign again? I got KT8KF8 and
no problem. Sorry, it was starting to get a little bit staticky. It was starting to get a little bit staticky towards the end over there too, unfortunately, but I'm Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta.
Oh, okay. Got that there. You see, I'm coming a little bit staticky. So, I'm transmitting on, what do I have here, 20 watts. Let me boost that up a little bit. Okay, that's I think about 34 watts. How am I sounding now?
Definitely a lot clearer. I know it could also be interference on my end over here too, especially with Royal Oak in between all the houses. Signals don't really have a good time coming through, and all it takes is either like a neighbor system or even just a nearby computer in my room to kind of ruin things on my end over here. But you sound a lot better, especially after that power boost.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm here just a slight background hit, but the voice is very clear, so I can hear you just 100%. Not quite full quieting because of the background, but you're coming in real good. So this is a good test, but yeah, it's just this one's a little bit different. This is NATAW.
Sweet, thanks for the feedback. I know you mentioned that you were currently camping right now. Whereabouts are you camping?
No, I'm not camping. I'm just outside my house in a gazebo, but I'm testing my camping equipment. Because I've taken this on various trips, and I just have a new tripod, and I modified my antenna. It's a quarter wave vertical that I use for 2 meter. It's a 2 meter, but it works on the 7 centimeter band as well. This setup also has a elevated vertical for the HF, so because I'm using the AC991A
radio. When I go camping, it works on both, and so I got two antenna systems in each of my EHF, UHF antenna and testing. And I always like to make sure I test everything out and just use it for a while before I go camping, because I've had experiences where things didn't quite work out, and if you're out there in the woods and you're missing something or something's not right, it's too late then. So I like to do a full test in my backyard to make sure everything works. And it's too good.
Sounds good. Well, it's always a good idea to test things out too, especially before going out in the wilderness and trying out some stuff out there too. I just searched up your transceiver, and it looks like it's a pretty solid system. I'm looking at the AI overview over here on Google, and compact, all mode, HF, 6 meters, 2 meters, and some more. 100 watts of power on some of the lower bands, and 50 on the higher ones as well. Not a bad rig over there. If you don't mind me asking, where did you end up getting it from?
I ordered it a couple of years ago from Ham Radio Outlet. I just pretty much buy all my radios through them. And they're very good at shipping. They got a number of store locations. And yeah, I don't think they may not make this radio anymore, but it's been very reliable for me for, I think it has about 5 years now. And I use it exclusively for going camping or outdoor or portable type work or something like that. Being the dual use, you know, the HF and the VHF combo, which is really handy when you're portable.
Well, it definitely looks like one piece of a rig right here. It's still available on the AM radio outlet, and it looks like
yeah, they are picking up some background static, so I just got about half of what you said there. Some kind of hissing was going on. I don't know if you're handheld or what, but it sounded like something was moving around.
Yeah, no worries. I'll just switch over to a slightly better antenna I have over here. Yeah, I'm kind of hot potato wing handheld over here on my desk, so probably some interference here in Royal Oak on my end.
Okay, very good. You know, I was talking with somebody else on a different net, and it's a beautiful night tonight, so I'm just enjoying that. It's sitting outside here, absolutely no wind at all. And one of the things I do is I put up my antenna and just test it out in the wind, not only for transmitting, but just to see how my setup works up. It works to make sure it doesn't blow over, but it's totally calm here tonight, so that the wind test is not going on at all.
Glad to hear that. Yeah, it's such a wonderful day today. It's not too hot, not too cool, beautiful breeze. Just a little bit of sprinkling right now, but overall, absolutely stunning Sunday.
Okay, just doing a test here, so I'll wish you a 73. Have a good night. This is November 8th, Tango Alpha Whiskey, and I'll be clear.
Sounds good. It was a pleasure talking with you and chatting with you. I wish you the best of luck on your equipment testing. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Delta, Chris from Royal Oak. I'll be clear.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.